Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. So get close to your radio and get your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Anything, he didn't want to hear a squeak go on. Amen. Amen. He wanted you to have your mental game ready. And I think about that all the time, that before church starts, sometimes we ain't got our mental game ready. Sometimes we be in the parking lot talking and just carrying on and just having a good time, or sometimes we be in here carrying on having a good time. I said, man, we need to get our mental game ready. You know, in old-fashioned church, when folks used to come in, they used to kneel. It was quiet. Then they start playing sacred music and stuff. They didn't, in the Methodist church, they taught us that they didn't want any common conversation going on. And they used to have what they call a procession, where the choir and the ministers, everybody would proceed in, and then after church is over with, they would have a recession where they go ahead and march out. But as they marched out, then everybody else start marching out because they wanted to keep the sanctuary holy. They didn't want no common talk there because they knew that the ladies gonna start talking about, you know, days of our lives, and the men's gonna start talking about football and stuff, and they didn't want that kind of spirit in the atmosphere, you see. So, but today it's a little bit different. But the key is get your mental game together. Get your mental game together and make sure that everybody that's going to the battlefield is people of faith. So it's not how many you can count, is how many you can count on. Do you see? Because the battle is not about how many you can count. You can have 300 going up against 30,000 and still can win the battle if them 300 got their head in the game. Amen. Why is it today that the church is ineffective? Why is it the church, what do we count on? What do we count on? We count on the numbers. We are a number society. We think that the strength is in the numbers. It's in the physical number. How many you got at your church, Doc? How many in y'all church? How many came Sunday? We think it's in the numbers. How much y'all raise? How much money they take in? We think it's all about the numbers. And it's not about the numbers. It's not about how many you can count. It's what you can count on. Because people that ain't got no faith, when the going get tough. See, you don't want to go to the battlefield and find out that you got 30,000 out there, and the next thing you know, you look around, all you got is 1,000. You need to know that before you go out there. Hello, somebody. Amen. All right. Okay, let's move on. I just put two things down tonight. The sermon on warfare, and then there's a sermon on divorce. But I want you to read chapter 21, chapter 22, chapter 23, because it has some very good information in there. Matter of fact, some of this we have covered it before, like in chapter 21, verses 18 through 20, talks about a rebellious son and what you're supposed to do with a rebellious son. They say if he get rebellious, you're supposed to take him out there to the elders and stone him to death. Aren't y'all glad we don't live up under that kind of law? Hello, somebody. Now that's Old Testament law now. I just thought that I'd clarify. Amen. This is the old version. There's an updated version. Amen. The updated version tell you to pray. Amen. And everything. Yeah. Pray about everything. Amen. 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 Luke 17 tells us we're supposed to pray lest we faint. Men should always pray. Amen. Lest you end up giving up. Don't give up. All right. But chapter 24 is a very important chapter. It's a chapter on divorce and remarriage. It says, beginning with verse number 1, when a man take a wife and marry her, and it happens that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some indecency in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce and put it in her hand and send her out from his house. And she leave his house and go and becomes another man's wife. We got a divorce and we got a remarriage in verse 2. Verse 3, and if the latter husband turn against her and write her a certificate of divorce and put it in her hands and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband dies who took her in to be his wife, then her former husband who sent her away is not allowed to take her again to be his wife, since she has been defiled, for that is an abomination before the Lord. And you shall not bring sin on the land which the Lord your God giveth you as an inheritance. All right, so do you see the situation here? We got a divorce. What brought on the divorce? There was some sexual indecency. There was either the lady, and keep in mind, back then, most men's wanted to marry a virgin. And so if the lady told him that she was a virgin, but he found out she was not a virgin, then he could put her away. That was ground. See, that's why the Bible talks about grounds for divorce. In some cases, it used the word fornication. Because what fornication is, it's the overarching big word for sexual indecency. Whether it was sexual sin before the marriage, or even adultery in the marriage, all of that went up under the word fornication, because what you're looking at just sexual indecency. Something that was outside of the law of God. All right, sexually. All right, so this man, he has found some, that this lady probably was not a virgin. And so he divorced her. He gave her a bill of divorce and he sent her out the house. And she leaves. Notice, a divorced person can get remarried. Notice that. I say that because some churches will not permit that. Some churches, they kind of see divorce almost like it's an unforgivable sin. Because if a person in some churches have been divorced, they do not qualify to be deacons, preachers, or trustees in a church. They can no longer be an officer in a church. Now, here at Bible Way, we don't look at divorce as an unforgivable sin. I believe that God can forgive you for all sins. And I believe that when you look at the Apostle Paul, I don't think there's no sin. No sinner was worse than him. Matter of fact, he saw himself as chief of sinners. He went around killing folks, arresting them and having them killed. That was just like he was killing them. Matter of fact, when they stoned Stephen, the Bible says he was right there holding the coats. He holding everybody. Let me hold your coats. Let me hold a coat. Y'all chunk them. I mean, hit him good. Throw one in there for me. But notice, God took that man, and that man wrote 13 letters of the Bible. Isn't that something? So I believe that the Bible gives grace. It gives grace to all of us. And only sin that God don't cover is the sin of unbelief. And but all the rest of sin, I just believe that God gives grace. And so God gives grace for this lady here to remarry. All right. But her second marriage don't work out. Did you notice that? That second marriage didn't work out. Now, if she came to me, if I was a single man and I found out that she done been married twice and the first husband is living, but the second husband is died or both husbands done died, and then I wouldn't date her. I mean, both of them done died. Hello, somebody. Huh? I don't know. To me, that's kind of like a Black Widow situation. Hello, somebody. Y'all know why they call a Black Widow spider a Black Widow spider? Hello, somebody. After they get through mating, she just kill them. Amen. So if somebody come to me and they already done, husband number one and husband number two, both of them are dead. Hello, somebody. Amen. It's kind of like that lady that had been married full time, and she walked up to this man and was just smiling at him. And he said, "Why are you smiling at me, lady?" She said, "You remind me of my fifth husband." He said, "Your fifth husband? How many times have you been married?" She said, "Four." He was going to be number five. Did y'all catch it? Hello, somebody. No, if you don't kill four of them, I ain't going to be number five. All right. I couldn't resist that. All right. Now, the situation, first husband is living, second husband has died, the lady now is free again. Two questions. The first question I'm going to ask is, can she remarry after her second marriage done fail? Yes or no? All right, she can. Amen. So the Bible really don't put a limit. It really don't put a limit. Sometimes people, try to put a limit and what have you. But common sense ought to tell you, that after you done tried some so many times, amen, and it ain't working out for you. Amen. You need to try something else. Amen. You need to try something else, like if you done been married 12 times. Hello, somebody. And you and you 75. Hello, somebody. Huh? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying common sense. Now, if you done been married, you know, three times and you 30 years old, you need to, you know, keep looking. Hello, somebody. Because you still young. Yeah. You're 30 years old. Yeah. You need to get saved, get right with the Lord, but you need to keep looking. Because, see, when a person gets 30 years old, they're at their sexual peak right there. So they don't need to start talking about, I'm going to just be a widow the rest of my life, unless they got the gift of celibacy. See, I think that unless you got the gift of celibacy, you ought to sure enough be looking. Y'all be looking at folks' hands and everything. Hello. Hello, somebody. You ought to be walking up to them. Where your wife at? Did your wife come tonight? Hello, somebody. You got to be bold in this generation. Hello, somebody. You can't be sitting around looking cute. Amen. Yeah. You got to be like Ruth. Amen. You got to get out in the field. She got out in the field and found Boaz. So you got to get out in the field. Hello, somebody. You got to let folks know you're available. Amen. You got to go out there where, see, you got to know, see, like in the Bible, when people wanted to get a mate, where did they go? In the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. They went to the well. They went to the well. The well was the meeting place. Yeah, you went to the well. You got to know where the well is at today. Amen. You got to know where the meeting place is at. You got to go to the well. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to. I done told y'all over and over and over where the well was for me. Amen. It was two places I used to look. I was in school. I was shopping when I was in school. And then in church. And I still think them the two best places. Hello, somebody. If you in school, hey, 9 times out of 10, hey, somebody right in that class. We need to study together. Hello, somebody. Amen. You have to, you know, kind of perfume up. You have to perfume up and stuff. Amen. Walk in that class smelling beautiful. Amen. How do deers catch a doe? There we go. The scent still catches men. The scent. Men like something that's smelling good. The scent. Even ladies like something smell good. Amen. Amen. That's why, you know, I don't even have to tone it down here with my Aqua Velva. I got to tone it down. Amen. I'll go places and I'll be walking in and that folks be looking at me. I say, man, it must be that Aqua Velva. It's that Aqua Velva. I better tone it down. Hey, that Aqua Velva got everybody's attention. Amen. Praise the Lord. But how many of y'all know that's the truth? I know we used to, I don't know if y'all can remember, but Brother Walker, the guy used to be there in the wheelchair, the elderly man there in the church. He used to be the first one here. And he would unlock the church, get everything ready. But I could always tell, and I'd be sitting back there in my office, when Brother Walker got sick, a lot of times he wasn't wasn't able to make it for church right after he had his stroke. But I could always tell whenever Brother Walker had made it. You know how I could tell? That scent. Boy, that Brother Walker, boy. I mean, I don't know exactly what kind of cologne that was, but he went on and used it. Whatever it was, he went on and took that bottle. You know, that bottle. Brother Walker, he must be smelling good up in here. Amen. I could walk out my office, and soon I get out, I said, Brother Walker is here. I bet he here. Brother Walker here. Amen. And even at 70, he was still looking. At 75, he was still looking. Sometime we would go to the nursing home. I said, where Brother Walker? He ain't in his room. Brother Walker down there in one of them old ladies' rooms down there. I said, Brother Walker. I'm just keeping her company, Pastor. I'm just keeping her. Brother Walker. Come on out of him, Brother Walker. Don't put all that high karate on you. You don't need all that high karate. Yeah. My goodness. Amen. That man had a young mind all the way to his death. Amen. He's to always talk about. Pastor, just be patient with me. I know I'm deacon and everything. I'm going to get back down there and work with y'all down at the church. I see some men we need to train, Pastor. But he would always talk to me about the business of the church. He had a strong mind. I thank God for him. In our text here, we're dealing with this marriage and remarriage. And it tells us now, on this second question that I wanted to ask, can a person divorce somebody and marry somebody else and divorce that person and then go back to their first marriage? What'd you say? Not according to the book. I mean, that do happen. That do happen. But according to the Bible says that is not a blessed marriage. God says that's an abomination to him. In other words, God said, that makes me sick. That makes me throw up. Why is that? Why is that? How many of you, let's say we got a dead body up here. This is a dead body. This is a dead man up here. How many of y'all would have sex with a dead man? Why not? Well, wait a minute. Let's say this is your husband. Let's say this is your husband.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah.